Okay, we're, hold on.
Ready.
1 minute.
Yep.
Number 10, it is 23786 Danbury.
Make a note about Ms. Johnson's absence.
Yep.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a note for the record that Detective Johnson has left for the day. We still have a quorum though for the hearings.
Would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Matthew Malone, M-A-L-O-N-E, Detective Lieutenant, Danbury Police Department, issuing authority.
Thank you. And a summary of your case, sir?
Yes. In May of 2023, the appellant applied for a temporary pistol permit, which was denied. And the appellant was notified June 7th that the pistol permit was denied due to multiple undisclosed arrests and also undisclosed convictions.
Would you like to make a brief statement of your case now, sir?
That all my arrests was long ago, and I didn't know that was showed up when I applied. So when I applied, you guys showed me what I had, and then I applied again. And then you guys gave me an appeal, so I applied for here.
Okay, thank you. Sir?
As I said, the appellant was denied a pistol permit, temporary pistol permit, for the following reasons. The appellant answered no to the questions regarding whether or not he has been arrested and or convicted of any crime in any jurisdiction. However, the FBI reports that the appellant was arrested in New Carrollton, Texas in 2016 for possession of marijuana and unlicensed carrying of a weapon. The report indicates that the appellant was convicted on both charges and sentenced to a combined 21 days in jail and $1,100 in fines. Additionally, the state of Connecticut reports that the appellant was arrested for larceny 6 and robbery 3rd. The robbery for 3rd charge was nollied in Danbury in October of 2009 and for larceny 6 in Brookfield in October 2011. The report indicates that the appellant was convicted in both instances and fined $250 for the Danbury case and $250 for the Brookfield case, in addition to 25 hours of community service. Danbury police records also show that the appellant was arrested in August 2010 for possession of a controlled substance. The record indicates that the appellant was convicted and given a one-year suspended sentence along with 2 years of probation. Other charges were issued at the time of arrest but were nollied, including possession of controlled substance with intent to sell, possession of paraphernalia, and possession near a school zone. Those charges were nollied. None of these charges or convictions were disclosed on the application for the temporary pistol permit.
Would you like to ask him any questions?
What I was back then before?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, big voice.
All those cases was back before, so I didn't know that it showed up.
Back before.
Like in 2010 or 11, like it happened 10 years ago or more.
Okay.
So I didn't know it would show up.
Would you ask, do you have a question for the lieutenant?
Okay.
You will get a chance to explain why you failed to list everything. Okay. But this is now your opportunity to ask the lieutenant any questions.
Okay. Questions from the board for the lieutenant? Okay, now it's your turn to make your case.
My case, those arrests was like 10 or a year.
Really loud.
Those cases was charged like 10 years ago. So now I've changed, so I haven't done anything wrong. I work, I'm a chef, and I don't cause any problems.
But there's nothing on the application that says you don't have to reveal things before a certain date. You have to reveal everything.
Yeah.
And you didn't.
Yeah, I mistakenly did that one wrong. And then I apply again, and I did.
You did what?
I applied again, because I applied twice.
Oh.
Yeah, I did once for BC what case I had, and then I did again like 2-3 years later. And then you guys sent me a paper to do appeal, and that's what I'm...
Well, you're here on the, how many times did you apply to Danbury for a pistol permit?
Twice.
When?
So we are here on the application, it looks like you submitted...
I did on May 16, 2023, that's the first time.
That's what we're here for today, is that?
Yeah.
Did you apply since then?
No.
Before then?
Yeah, that's the first. I'm sorry. I have two of the paper here.
Elton, do you have any other applications except the 2023?
I do not, and I have a different date for the application being signed on the 8th. It may have been turned in on the 12th.
Yeah, it looks like received by 5/18/2023.
Correct. I do not have any additional applications.
Okay.
Well, that's the one we're working with anyway.
So we're working on the one, and you didn't list anything on it. So I don't know if you're confused about our questionnaire. So on our questionnaire that we sent you for the appeal, you did list the things on our questionnaire.
Yeah.
You did do that.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Okay, I think this is the one I'm thinking of right here.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a questionnaire to us.
Oh, okay.
That's not an application.
All right.
But on the application itself, you didn't list.
No, correct.
He checked, no.
Yeah, okay.
Did you want to ask any questions?
Yes. You did file out the application, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and when you were filling out the application, did you notice the question about arrests, and it was underlined?
The lines, yeah. But like I told you.
With emphasis that it said to describe all arrests, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and the convictions, and for both of those, you checked off no.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you recall being in the Danbury Police Department booking area after being arrested and have your photograph taken and fingerprints taken?
For the permit?
No, in the basement of the police department after an arrest. Were you ever processed in our booking area?
No, I'm pretty sure because I got arrested.
Right, because you were arrested, correct? Wouldn't you recall that when you would read that question and disclose that information on a pistol permit rather than say no?
Yeah, like I said, it was my mistake because I didn't know it shows up.
Okay.
Because it's been like long ago.
Right, and before you signed the application for the temporary pistol permit, the paragraph above the signature that you had notarized states that any misleading statements could result in a violation of making a false statement. Are you familiar with that above where you signed? Did you read that paragraph?
Yeah.
Okay.
Partially.
But I understand, as you say, you did not believe that those arrests and or convictions were still on your record.
Yeah.
Were you ever given any information from any of the towns you were arrested in that your record had been cleaned?
Not that, no, because I haven't applied. So I work in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
so they barely even look at my history, so I didn't know.
Right, so like the agency in Texas, they never sent you anything that said, okay, your record's clean?
No, they just gave me a piece of paper in the court and just told me it was dismissed.
Well, it wasn't dismissed, you were convicted, correct? And you served 21 days and had a fine?
No, I was already in there. So I was already in there,
mm-hmm.
and then when I got out, I did the court. I went to court and all that,
mm-hmm.
and they used those days that I was already in for...
So sort of like time served?
Yeah. So like basically 3 days, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Right, and I believe those Texas charges were misdemeanors and not felonies, correct?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Also, are you familiar with Connecticut's clean slate laws?
No.
Okay. And have you applied for any pardons for your convictions?
No.
Okay. No further questions.
I just got one or two.
Yes.
So you said you thought since they were like 10 years
older,
they wouldn't be on the record anymore?
Yeah.
The Texas incident was only 7 years from when you applied. Because it happened in 2016.
Oh, okay.
And you applied in 2023. So that's like only 7 years.
Oh, okay. So
what happened in Texas? What was the weapon you were carrying?
So me and my friend went to the range, and we were coming home, an officer stopped us. And he pulled us over, and I had two of my firearms, but it was registered, so I bought it and had my name on it. Mm-hmm. So when I got out of the car, they already told me it was an estate thing. So I should have told them that I had the firearm. He would have told me to take it out and put it in the car and leave it there. But all the drugs and something, it wasn't even mine. It was in the car. So all I had was a firearm on me.
And you had a permit in Texas?
No, it was just a house owned thing, so a property owned.
Any other questions?
I can't hear you, that's a problem.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You need to talk louder. You said house owned, meaning you could have a gun in your house but not on the street, is that what you're saying?
A property?
Is that what you're saying? I'm asking.
That's why
what you were arrested for?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the drugs? You said drugs.
Yeah, it wasn't mine.
Okay. What were the drugs?
The marijuana. Yeah. And that's it.
Do you smoke marijuana?
Not anymore.
When was the last time you smoked marijuana?
Probably a good 5-6 years.
Were you smoking at that time when you got arrested?
No.
I mean, around that time?
Yeah, here and there.
So it's likely you knew the drugs were in the car. Where were they in the car?
No, like I said, the marijuana was mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said it wasn't yours.
No, the other drugs that they were saying that's mine.
Oh, what were the other drugs?
I don't know. That's all I was trying to figure out what they were trying to say.
So you were,
all I had
you
was,
were driving and going to the range with marijuana on you?
No. Me and my friend.
Okay. But
it was
you were
his
in the car.
I was in the car.
In the car with marijuana and a gun, and you were going to the range, and you should not have had the gun outside of your home. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I shouldn't have it out of a lockbox.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have had it in there, but we were leaving the range, and I was meeting up with my other friend, and then I got that, and that's when we got pulled over.
All right, I understand. Thank you.
Any other questions? Do you have a final statement that you want to make?
Yes,
sir.
Just that it's the opinion of the issuing authority that the lack of care in filling out the application and disclosing these concerning arrests and convictions shows that could translate into ineffective care for firearms use, storage, and ownership. And it is the issuing authority's position that the application be denied for those reasons.
This is a denial by Dan Berry. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is the appellant's failure to list both arrests and convictions in Connecticut and Texas. The most recent appears to be a Texas case from 2016 when the appellant was arrested and seemed to be convicted for marijuana and weapons violation, which were misdemeanors. It was larceny 6th in 2009 and 2011. And a possession of a controlled substance in 2010, all resulting in convictions, and the appellant failed to list all of them. The appellant stated that he thought they would be off his record and or they were more than 10 years old, so he didn't have to list them, but obviously he was obligated to list all these cases.
Any comments by the board before we vote? Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overture.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Dr. Powers.
Issuing authority.
I vote issuing authority.
So, quick question. So, am I able to get one? Or
no, we upheld the denial by the Danbury Police Department for your denial, denying you your pistol permit.
So I can't get it at all?
You can reapply.
Not at this time.
Today you
so
denied.
So how long do you guys think that I can to reapply?
So
that's not our...
Oh, okay.
That's
so I'll have to ask you?
Yeah, we can talk.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And last but not least,